As the spring birds sang and the chorus frogs call in the distance, I took a walking tour of one of Washtenaw County's nearly 30 nature preserves with naturalist and County Parks and Recreation Commission stewardship coordinator, Faye Stoner.
It's not a place where a whole bunch of people come to watch their kids play soccer or, you know, be able to go swimming or such. So they made small parking lots, thinking that just people would be casually, hopefully throughout an entire year and all the seasons, but casually visiting the preserves.
I was surprised how absorbent my socks and shoes quickly became as we walked to the southwest corner of the nearly 100-acre Kosh Headwaters Preserve in hunt of wildflowers the morning after a heavy rain.
We're trying to walk right on our nature trail, but it's impossible to not step on a few leaves. But now Lisa and I are surrounded by literally thousands and thousands and thousands of trout lily leaves, which are kind of a mottled color, like a green and a white mottling, a green or a gray mottling. I see lots of flowers, but again, it's chilly today and the sun's not shining, but right in front of Lisa and I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's like just in a space of like 2 feet by 2 feet, there's like 30 trout lily blossoms, but unfortunately, like they're kind of pointed down and the petals are all close together, so it's not as glorious as when I was here. It was just amazing.
Washtenaw County has 28 preserves, which are located throughout the county. This particular preserve has an unusual number of plant species, some not easily found, and a section of deciduous trees. Stoner says the different habitats in the nature preserve bring a diversity of birds, which makes it an excellent spot for bird watching.
So when I walked here the other day, I went straight from where Lisa and I just turned and went around a little corner, and there were two sandhill cranes like as close to me as like those tall, dark plants. I was like, whoa, we were both startled, or we three of us were. So yeah, Kosh is a good place for birding too, with the woodlot and these open fields, and we're walking to our left right now is like a hedgerow, so lots of shrubs and some tall trees, but these different habitats make an excellent place to find birds. So diversity of habitat means diversity of bird. Kosh is good in the woods for wildflowers in spring and good for bird life too.
Even though part of the Kosh Preserve is used to farm hay, if you walk deep into the woods, you will find many different kinds of wildflowers growing in soil, undisturbed by farming and the machinery that goes with it, and they've been there for hundreds of years. In addition to birdwatching and flower hunting, Washtenaw County's Kosh Nature Preserve rings loudly with the sounds of frogs and toads looking for love in what are temporary vernal ponds.
Vernal ponds are special in that the fact, because the water disappears, fish can't live in these waters, and that's why I don't know that amphibians know that there are no fish, but it makes them a really good place because there aren't any fish predators for the salamander tadpoles and the frog tadpoles to have to contend with.
And they can get a date.
And they can get a date, exactly. So we're here on a quiet party time, but if you come, especially it's louder usually in the night, but oh gosh, sometimes it can be deafening with the number of frogs that might be in a vernal pond.
Washtenaw County Parks and Preserves offer many opportunities to explore nature in spring. But as Stoner explains, the preserves are different than what you might expect at a public county park.
We have parks where there is swimming and soccer playing and bike riding, but preserves, they're made for what's called passive recreation. And so people come to walk and look at wildflowers and do birding. We do allow cross-country skiing, but we don't really want bicycles in the preserves. You know, people don't come and play sports in our open fields. It really is for preserving natural resources that we have in Washtenaw County.
The walking tour continued as we took time to marvel at winding wild grapevines shaped like what looked to be a bicycle and stopped to pet rocks with large patches of smooth green moss. There's still plenty of time to take a spring walk on the wild side in one of the many Washtenaw County parks or preserves, wild flower side that is, or listen for frogs or watch for rare birds. Some of the spring flowers are past their main bloom time, according to Faye Stoner, but some, like the wild geranium, have yet to bloom. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.